Nobody knows for certain what sets off an eating disorder, but there is growing evidence that the causes are a mix of biological, psychological, and sociocultural factors. High school student Kaylee Brenner brings us the story of one of her friends who is struggling with her body image.
I think it started maybe winter-ish, like beginning, mid-winter-ish of, yeah, it was like November, December-ish of 2020.
This is Elle. We're just using her initial to protect her privacy.
I would describe myself as an empath, a daughter and a sister, a friend. I think I'm caring. I can be passionate and determined.
But she's been struggling with body image.
I always think I'm fat, I'm ugly, and I'm stupid. Like, that's always the first thought. And it's almost like it's not me saying it. It's like in my head, it's someone else saying that to me.
She's not alone. Studies show that nearly 80% of girls our age reported not being happy with their body. And the link between that data and the amount of time you spend on social media is becoming increasingly impossible to ignore. And the worst part is that apparently some of it's by design. Here's Tristan Harris, co-founder of the Center for Humane Technology in front of Congress in 2019.
It was much cheaper to, instead of getting your attention, to get you addicted to getting attention from other people. And this has created the kind of mass narcissism and mass cultural thing that's happening with young people, especially today.
According to Harris, the mental health of teenage girls and the way we see ourselves took a sharp decline with the introduction of platforms like Facebook and Instagram.
We get social media feeds, whether that's Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, even Pinterest, which I love so much. But like, I'm not necessarily seeing all these girls with different body types, and even Photoshop. It's constantly being thrown at us, and it can be like interpreted in our brain and put on ourselves.
I would encourage young women who are looking at media images to critically look at those images and ask themselves, who is profiting by me feeling bad about myself in this moment?
Ellen Robinson is a pediatrician with Novant Health in Winston-Salem. She sees a lot of this. A lot of girls that go to her practice because these feelings of not being able to achieve that Photoshopped flat stomach or perfect legs got to be too much for them to handle.
A lot of patients really have an unhealthy relationship with food and an unhealthy relationship with their body weight. So I would say not a lot of officially diagnosed eating disorders, but lots and lots of patients that have eating issues of some description.
Which brings us back to Elle.
Well, I don't necessarily like how I look.
The feelings of inadequacy, the images she kept seeing online, the little comments here and there, it all caught up to her by the end of 2020. Elle started to purge her food. Now, Elle is a really open person, but she kept this to herself. Nobody in her family knew. And living with this secret, it made her feel guilty.
I think it was one of the things that kind of distanced me as well, because it was just like another thing that I had to myself and another thing that was pulling me from everyone.
One night, after a fight with her mom, Elle went down to the basement to purge.
I used my fingers. And I mean, I have nails, and I saw a little bit of blood come up, and I was terrified. I was so nervous.
She had scratched her throat.
And I was crying, and I was like so worried. And then we eventually got my mom in there. And we had to call a friend who's dealt with this. And she asked us all these questions. We were like panicking, looking up stuff, wondering if we had to go to the hospital. And it was scary.
She did not have to go to the hospital. It was just a small scratch. But it was impossible to hide anymore. Elle needed help. She starts seeing a nutritionist and a therapist. And she's slowly getting better, working hard to be able to accept who she is and not who the internet or other people tell her to be.
And I hope I can one day, because I feel like accepting yourself for who you are is the biggest, it can free you. And I can't wait till I get to that.
For Here and Now, I'm Kaylee Brenner.
And that story was produced by Kaylee Brenner, Sarah Rhodes-Cox, and Sarah Bettis. It comes from WFDD's Radio 101 program in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.